We're joined now by Coach Josh Hurd of the Cookeville Cavaliers, head ball coach there for the Cookeville basketball team. Coach Hurd, going into year two, what's going to look different from year one to year two there with the Cookeville basketball program?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the biggest glaring difference is going to be, you know, our age. You know, we have a lot of freshmen that are on our team, you know, losing 8 seniors last year total altogether, you know, and then coming in with 11 freshmen coming in from this year, you know, it's going to push some of those kids into some playing time roles. So just, you know, our age is going to be the biggest glaring difference. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how these freshmen are going to react and play in our district.
Coach, you've got a district there that doesn't start district play until January, which has got to be great being in your shoes with a young team.
Yes, it is, man. You know, I was trying my best to try to schedule some games that would be very, very competitive for us before our district play, and, you know, was able to get Oakland, and, you know, we're playing some couple other Murfreesboro schools. So, you know, I'm hoping that's going to help us out and just get us on our feet, you know, just to know what type of competition level is out there, and being able to play is going to be a big thing for these freshmen. You know, just with the COVID situation, we weren't able to play over the summer. So these kids hadn't done anything varsity wise yet. So the beginning play before Christmas, actually, is that's going to be very, very big for us.
Coach, we talk about, you know, building to a point in the season in a lot of sports, but really in basketball, obviously you don't ever want to lose games, but and all games are important, but those region games, those district games are really what's important, and you can stand to take some lumps early if you know it's going to pay off for you in the long run.
Yes, and I've told my coaches and I've told my players that they all know that, you know, our goal is to get better every single day, whether it's in practice, in the open gym, in the weight room, CrossFit, and even in games. So, you know, the wins and losses are going to come, but, you know, what our goal is to be is a better team than when we start district play and once we start playing the region. You know, I expect some big things out of these kids, even though they are freshmen. I'm not going to let that be an excuse for them, and they've heard me say that from day one. So, you know, I'm looking forward to our progress throughout the year.
Coach, you talked about replacing some of the guys on your team. Probably the biggest hole to place to start off with is Bailey Gillum. Kid did it all for you guys last year, was your leading scorer, and has been a good player there for Cookeville for a while.
Yes, and I tell you, you know, we have his brother. His brother is going to, you know, be one of our seniors, and I know he's going to, you know, do what he can to fill those shoes. But I tell you, you know, we have, with this group of team that we have coming in, even though they're our freshmen, the one biggest difference that we have is shooting. We have a lot more shooters on the team this year than we've had in the past, especially last year. So, you know, we may be one of those teams that is similar to the way OVC schools played. I can't think of the name of the school. I can't believe Murray State. Yeah, Murray State is one of the teams where when they have 5 people in double figures, you know, every game, you know, that's more like the style of play that we're going to be having this year. And I think that actually is a whole lot more hard to guard than just having one person score 17 points a game. You know, if we got 5 or 6 people that can put up 8 to 12 points every single game, you know, we'll be in good shape.
Coach, you kind of got a rental player there at Christmas and Kostas Biakas, and, you know, he did some really good things for you guys inside. What's your game going to look like inside on the paint? Who on your roster is going to step in there and play there, and how are you going to defend the paint on defense?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be throwing together some new defensive schemes. You know, we've already talked about it with the coaches, and you know, with my AAU program, with my Mojo program, a lot of those guys were fortunate enough to make the basketball team, so they're freshmen coming in now. So they actually already have had some time with the new defense that we're going to be putting in place. So the, you know, our senior bunch and our, you know, varsity people, they're getting used to it right now. And it's gonna be different. You know, I don't want to tell you exactly what it is because, but it's gonna be different than what we've done in year one, just because of the personnel that we have. But you know, I think scoring wise in the paint, we actually may have more scoring in the paint this year than we did last year, and that may not be just from people posting up, but that's probably gonna be from people driving into the lane and getting into the lane and scoring. We have some great ability on that perimeter. Coming in this year, and you know, that's what me and the coaches have always talked about. We're eager to see, you know, how we can handle the contact of the varsity level, but I think we're going to be pretty good.